Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I was driving north on 101 last week. Just past the McKinleyville exit, I accelerated to 70 and set the cruise control on my car. I know the speed limit is 65, but I also know that I'm not going to get ticketed driving at 70. Most of us know what laws and regulations to follow and those rules that we can either ignore or push to the limit. The more government involvement in our lives, the more I see people disregarding what has been passed or ignoring the regulations that go beyond common sense behavior. With every new law passed by a governance body or every new regulation written by some government agency, the questions quickly change to enforcement. How will the law or regulation be enforced? Who is going to do the enforcement? These two questions frequently have no reasonable answer. Just because a law is passed or a regulation is written doesn't mean that people will fall into lockstep and comply. Take, for example, the new ordinance banning plastic bags in Arcata. The stores won't have the bags available for customers, but that doesn't mean people will quit using them. Like many progressive-inspired rules, the intent is to influence behavior. The behavior isn't going to change unless the general public accepts the behavior to be beneficial to them. The attitude change about use of plastic bags isn't the case in this instance because most of us don't give a rip about the bag issue and progressive propaganda hasn't changed attitudes. The ordinance will have no impact on the vast majority of people, save the little old man who wants to buy groceries from his store and take it home in a plastic bag. I like to listen to the politicians tell us that we need a law for this or a regulation for that, and I shake my head. On many occasions, I would like to have someone pass a law protecting the public from overzealous politicians and government bureaucrats passing laws and writing regulations. I find it humorous to see elected officials touting their effectiveness by the number of laws they have shepherded through a legislative body. When the bottom line boils down to enforcement, you really get a picture about the lack of common sense involved in most legislative processes. Perhaps instead of pushing political agendas by law and regulation, we should support those leaders who also consider the impact on the majority of the public first. In California, we need to look no further than the recent transgender bathroom bill. The accommodation for a minute segment of the population at the expense of the overwhelming majority of people reinforces the need to ignore those laws that don't pass the common sense test. Moreover, who is going to enforce these overreaching pieces of nonsense legislation? Add to this law the attempt to modify the behavior of the majority of public on firearms and ammunition, and it's easy to see why the Sacramento political establishment is truly a clown circus. As I passed a highway patrol car near the airport cutoff, I checked my cruise control. It was still set at 70. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.